You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this thing. What's up, y'all? Yo, I got a lot to say on this podcast. Elon Musk is a motherfucking punk, dude. You know how I know? Like, have you ever seen, like, what he used to look like? Like, this motherfucker got, like, hair plugs or something. Like, he used to be balding and look stupid and all this shit. And, like, people are like, oh, Elon Musk is the most respected motherfucker on the planet right now. No, he's not. He's a lying-ass troll. You think that Mars is real? You've got a reality check coming, fool. Mars is not real. Mars has never been real. But they're gonna say, oh, we got the data that we wanted, even though our test flight crashed. We got all the data we wanted. Mars, here we come. No, you're not going to Mars. Shut up. Just shut up. You will never make it to Mars because Mars doesn't exist. Like, just admit the truth. You're lying. Elon Musk is the kid at the fucking lunch table that is habitually lying, like pathological liar out the ass. Like, Elon Musk is a human trafficking douchebag. He's a child trafficking douchebag. He's probably sacrificed a kid or two for the adrenochrome. Like, for real. For real. For fucking real. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the cover-ups. I'm tired of him acting like he's something that he's not. He's not this great, wonderful thing to come. No, he's not. He's probably the fucking Antichrist. This dude is the biggest nerd on the fucking planet. If you believe NASA, you probably believe SpaceX. Like, just X it out. Like, there's no such thing as outer fucking space. Like, just get over it. There's no such thing as Mars. There's no such thing as outer space. And Elon Musk will never make it to Mars because he will never reach the fucking outer space. It's not real, folks. It's not real. The only thing that's outside the firmament is God and heaven. That's the only thing up there. And they will never reach it until the day they die and God accepts them, which means that they must accept God into their hearts and minds and souls. But no, they've sold their souls to the devil, the earth devil. Like, you guys understand this? Dude, they're gonna fake a fucking alien landing, and it's not gonna be real. They're gonna fake so much, and they're gonna try and get you to believe in the New World Order, One World Agenda. But none of it is gonna be real. The NWO, New World Order, is not real, folks. COVID-19 is not real, folks. Like, you guys are understanding this, right? Like, none of this is real. This is all the Matrix, and all they want you to do is fall in line like the cattle they think you are. You think I'm kidding? How many times have you been herded? Like, I want you to really think about that. How many times have you sat around wondering, damn, am I being herded like cattle right now? I am not cattle. I am not, like, say it with me now. I am not cattle. I will not be herded like cattle. Never, never. Forget it, man. Forget it, you're not cattle. Do not let them herd you like cattle. This is ridiculous. And I know y'all are hearing this podcast. I know you heard me. Y'all, those with the NWO, the globalists. Like, you, fuck y'all. I'm so tired of this shit. For real, I really am, dude. And you can say, oh, this is negative. No, this is fucking reality, man. This is reality. Like, there are so many nitpicking, stupid ideas that they have that they want to get done, and it's not happening, folks. It's not gonna happen, man. Just like Y2K never fucking happened. It never, what was Y2K? Nothing. It was a whole bunch of lies. Just like COVID-19, a whole bunch of lies. I'm absolutely tired of it, man. Aren't you guys tired of this shit? Year after year, day after day, lie after lie. I mean, we're only gonna sit around and take so much, man. I'm tired of sitting down on this shit. I'm tired of sleeping on this shit. Y'all niggas are doing this shit to make a new world order, right? So everybody else can go down, and they can fall, right? They can take the fall while you get rich because you understand how this is going on, right? And the whole time, everybody sits inside, not going outside. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Hello? The whole world is outside of your front door. But no, we all sit inside, obeying like cattle, right? That's what they want us to do. They want us to obey like cattle, obey, obey. You know, I used to be in Vegas, and in Vegas, they had these like stickers, right? Except they were large, like the size of a piece of paper, right? And it had this ugly face on it, and underneath it, it said in big bold letters, "Obey." Yeah, I'm not even kidding. All over town were these stickers on like electrical boxes, street signs, all over the place. You could probably still see them in Vegas today. If you go around the Silverado Ranch area, there's one right off that freaking exit, if I remember correctly. But no, I'm not going to obey your one world order, new world order, one world agenda, globalist ideas. No, I will not. I will not. I refuse. I resist. And you should resist with me. Resist this stupid vaccination crap. This is black genocide. If you don't believe me, then you better check your dang self, because it's the truth. This is the truth, my friends. God is the truth. God is the one and only truth in this world. And if you think not, then like I said, you best check your dang self. Check yourself before you riggedy wreck yourself. This is stupid. This is so stupid. They want you to join this crap so like they can indoctrinize you. They want to indoctrinate you. Like all this crap going on, this is all indoctrination. They just want to split us all down the middle so that way they can separate the men from the boys, so to speak, and take all the ones who are the lesser and make them obey. They want to make you obey. That's right. You heard me. They want you to obey and bow down to their fake god, to their lies, to their sins. No, forget that. I'm not having it, man. I am not having it at all. And there's a lot of us that are not having it. We don't care anymore, man. This is stupid. Freaking applesauce and Coca-Cola test positive for COVID-19? Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here with this shit. It's bullshit, and you know it. You know, like, I'm absolutely sick of even talking about this shit. But here we are, talking about it, going on and on about it, because apparently I have to. You know, they want you to focus on negativity, and a lot of y'all are obeying and falling for it. I mean, y'all come pre-programmed, man, and y'all don't even realize it. Y'all don't even know what the fuck is going on. You think you do, but you really don't. Thoughts turn into things, you understand? You can't create something unless you're sitting around thinking about it, right? So your thought becomes a thing, you understand? Like the easiest way to put this is, like, okay. That chair you're sitting on, the bed you're laying on, the couch you're sitting on, this was all a thought before it became a thing. They're messing with your manifestation, you understand? They're messing with you tapping into the source. Does it make sense now? They're making it to where it's harder for you to survive because you can't tap into the God source. And they're calling this shit the universe. This fake manifestation shit that they come up with. No, it's God. You're tapping into the source of God to manifest. You cannot manifest things without God. And they won't admit it. They won't call it what it is. They're not telling you the truth about this. That's why when you sit around watching the movie The Secret, none of this shit makes sense. Because they're not telling you that this is all coming from God. God is abundance. God is the ocean of the world, which is an abundance of things. Oh, we're gonna run out of water. No, we're not. No, we're not. There is so much water above the firmament, it's ridiculous. It could just flood our little snow globe. You understand? 40 days and 40 nights of water, my friends. It's still out there. It exists. I want y'all to really think about what's going on right now. They want you to focus on negativity. That's why they keep hammering you with news. News, fake news, news this, news that. And it's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit. All this news about the election, it's bullshit. Everything that you think you know is 100% bullshit. Because you have been pre-programmed. All these shows you're watching, it's all programming you to feel and think and just exist in negativity. Why do you think some people have left your life? Because it's just too much negativity going on with you. There's too much negativity here. I gotta leave. Maybe your wife left you because you're too negative. Maybe your husband left you because you're negative Nelly. Think about this, friends. Think about this, folks. They don't want to be around that negativity because they can't manifest. They can't create positivity. They can't manifest money. You understand? And then you see somebody who's in this positive mind frame and it irks you. It gets under your skin, doesn't it? Because they're just too happy for you. They're just too, you know? But what is really going on is they're manifesting God. They're tapping into the God source. That is the God particle, my friends. All this God particle they keep talking about that they're trying to find, that's God. You need to tap into the source of God to manifest your reality. That's what's really going on. That's the truth, my friends. That's it, right there. I could just end this podcast right now. I have told you everything I needed to tell you about what's going on in the world right now. You need to manifest in your positive mindset. You need to have a positive mindset. They keep going on and on about the millionaire mindset and this and that. The answer is positivity. That's it. That's the only answer. Yeah, I farted. And yeah, it stinks. God dang. But seriously. I manifested. I aired out the negativity. Are we feeling positive yet? Golly. For real. Like, think about all this stupid crap going on, man. Think about all this stupid idiocy going on. Think about all the negative crap online that you've been witnessing, that you've been dragged into. Think about all this negativity going on in your life that you fear. You sit there and you fear all this negativity. You're fearing maybe you got something coming up in the future, the near future, or maybe you think that you don't have enough of something, right? But the moment you start thinking, oh, I don't have to be scared of that. I don't have to fear like I don't have to fear scarcity. You know, I don't have to fear scarcity. There's plenty enough to go around. There's plenty of money. Think about it. People got billions and trillions. Donald Trump in the office giving away trillions of dollars. There's plenty of money, trust me. There's plenty of time. What else do you fear? Think about all these little things that you fear. Write down the things that you fear and then cross them out. Because on the right side of that, you're gonna write how you're abundant. How there's an abundance of things because you believe in God. So cross all that negativity out and replace it with these positive thoughts. And I farted again. And again. Dude, whatever it takes, man. Whatever. God dang. Whatever it takes. Woo! Whatever. I'm sorry, I had chili. But whatever it takes, think about this positively. When you go out in public and people tell you no, what are the positive thoughts that you can have? Just think about it. Because if you have these positive thoughts, then nothing can stop you. Nothing can get in your way from manifesting the positivity in your life that you seek. Forget the pursuit of happiness. How about the pursuit of positivity? Positive thoughts. Thoughts manifest things. Thoughts create things. Thoughts turn into things. So you have to be careful about what you're thinking about and how you're thinking about these things. You've got to be really careful. Because if you start thinking negativity and you manifest and attract negativity into your life, you're not going to be happy, are you? Nope, not at all. You're going to be sitting there wishing that you thought of something positive. Trust me, I know. I know for a fact. How do I know? Because I've been there. I've done that. All the time. I have put myself in so many situations to where I could have thought positively. If I would have just thought positively, my life would be so different. Think about all the times. All these times you could have been positive. You could have changed your life by just thinking positively and just giving in to your positive self, your positive manifestation. Once you tap into that, you can create anything. Everything is in abundance. You'll never have to worry again. You'll never have a moment of your life where you're just like, man, if only I could have been like this. If only I could have done that. If only this. If only that. Forget about it, man. Forget about the if only. That's negative thinking. You have to think positively. I mean, I got people that call me and they just start complaining. And I'm like, all right, dude, think positively, man. What, you know, like, okay, so you say that went bad, but then you followed it up with, you can also do this. But I asked the question to get that out of them, right? You have to ask the question. That's what life coaching is all about. It's all about asking the right questions to lead them to their own answers. Make sense? So ask yourself the question, how can I turn this into something positive? How can I manifest positivity? How do I attract into my life what I want? You have to think positively about it. For example, let's say you want to meet a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Well, you have to start thinking positively about that. You can't sit around thinking, oh God, I don't want that type of relationship. No, think about the type of relationship that you do want. You understand? Because if you sit around thinking about what you don't want and what you had in the past that you didn't like, guess what? That's gonna show up in your life and you're gonna go running and screaming the other way. You're gonna run the other direction just screaming, ah! I mean, is that what you really want? No. No, yeah, I mean, yes, some of you do, because that's all you're manifesting. That's all you're thinking about. So apparently you want it, and you want it bad, folks. But no, you have to think positively. All right, I cannot stress this enough. You absolutely have to think positive things in your life about the every area of your life has to have some lighter side, some humor to it. Some positivity, something that makes you feel good about it. Something that makes you happy about it. Like, let's say, okay, you went online to look for something, you couldn't find it, right? But you found out that if you could order it here, it'll come in a couple weeks.
Don't sit around thinking, oh my God, you know, this sucks. I'll never get it. And it, oh my God, you know, no, you're getting it in a couple weeks. I mean, I am and used to be the worst at this, but I've totally changed today. Today's my day. Today's my day to be like, you know what? So what if somebody cut me off on in traffic? Who cares? When I'm gonna beat my horn and ride their ass all the time? What's that gonna attract? Nothing positive. It's not gonna give me money. It'll probably give me a ticket and put me in debt. You understand? You don't wanna attract that. It's not a positive way to think about things. It's not a positive way to go about things. Just like I started off this podcast negatively. I gave you the perfect example of how I could negatively manifest this and that and the other. But I chose to think positively. I caught myself in the middle of it. I mean, listen to it again if you have to. I totally did this in your face. Oh, Eli Musk, blah, 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 right? No. I'm going to think positively about this now. So how can I think positively about Elon Musk? I will expose his lies. That's a positive thing. But see, the positivity in why I told you what I told you is because I'm telling you the truth. These people are not telling you the truth. They don't care about you. They only care about themselves, you understand? And the sooner you realize that, you can start thinking about yourself and how you want to manifest positivity in your life. You want to manifest positive people to surround yourself with. You want to attract all these types of positive people so that way you can manifest positive things in your life. And let's say somebody you know is your best friend and they're not thinking positive, they're not on this wavelength. You can either remove yourself or ask them questions that lead them into positivity. Oh, I can't get this. Okay, what did you look here? What did you look there? You know what I mean? Ask them the questions that lead them into positive thinking. Because once you conquer that positive mind frame, the mindset, set your mind to thinking positive, you can conquer anything. That's how this works. And this is what they're not telling you. This is the $1 million secret. Because once you start thinking positively, then anything is possible. Anything? Yes, anything is possible. Well, how come you're not president? Maybe because I was thinking negatively about this the whole time. Maybe I let all this drama about COVID-19 like just swarm me. You understand? All these negative thoughts about all this crap going on. Think about it. But now I'm thinking positively. I'm not gonna let any of this drag me down. It doesn't matter who or what gets in my way. Doesn't matter what happens in my life. I choose to think positively about things. So how do you choose to think? Do you choose to think positively and attract wellness and abundance and monetary gains? Or do you choose to think negatively and push away everything that God wants to give you? See, that's how heaven and hell work. Positivity, negativity. How are you going to think about this? How did you end up here on earth instead of in heaven? How are you a fallen angel? How? Did you think negatively? Did you tell God something negative? And he's like, you know what? All right, you want to go back down there? Okay, I'll make it happen. Then here you are, you're birthed. And now some odd years later, you're listening to my podcast that's guiding you back to God. So your mission today, should you choose to accept it, is from here on out, when something happens in your life that makes you go, oh, you know what? Oh, you know? Your challenge is to think positively about this. Let's say you want to learn something. but you don't want to go to school for it. And so you never learn it. Well, just search online. Somewhere online is your answer. Teach yourself, school yourself. Do what you have to do to think positively about this, to do what you have to do to make things happen for yourself. You don't have to sell your soul to get rich. You don't have to do any of that crap. You don't have to submit to Satan. You don't. You don't even have to put yourself out there. You know how many silent millionaires there are? You too can become a millionaire, my friends. It's within your grasp. It's within your reach. You can manifest these positive things in your life. Maybe you're going through a custody battle, a custody issue, I should say. Think positively about it. Maybe you're going through a death in the family. Think positively about it. Maybe you're sick. Think positively about it. I mean, certainly, you can think positively about these things and yourself and your life and what you wish to attract. Because the more you think positive, the more abundance will flow into you. It'll keep coming to you. And people will wonder how you did things. How did you do that? Well, I sat around thinking positively about things. I mean, that's really all there is to it. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. I mean, that's absolutely all you have to do about life. Think positively. And that's it. There's really nothing else to say about it. Like, I think I've driven it home. So I ask you this. How can you think positive about the things going on in your life? Anyways, enough about that. While all this crazy stuff is going on, like, you know, the whole fiasco of COVID-19, whether you're going to survive with your business and all this stuff, right? The vaccination, the this, the that, all this stuff. Trump is signing so many executive orders that they should really be raising an eyebrow right now. This is hair-raising stuff that he's signing into law. And then now there's a whole debate on whether he pardoned Julian Assange or not. Like, why are people saying it's not happening in the White House saying... I'm sorry, why are people saying that it's happening whenever the White House is saying that it's not happening? What else is going on that we're going to have to like, wonder about? Like, why is this happening? You know what I mean? Like, why are all these executive orders being signed into law? I think it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Trump signed NOHID into law. He's ending some of the governmental agencies and things like that. I mean, he's completely destroyed the FEC. It's all the FEC is now run by Trump supporters. Did you know that? You think I'm kidding? Check out who their reports analysis division employee is. He's on Twitter, Ryan Fournier, F-O-U-R-N-I-E-R. Ryan Fournier. Ryan A. Fournier, if I remember correctly. Just look him up on Twitter. Check it out. Oh, yeah. He's kissing Trump's feet. You would be surprised to see how hard this guy is kissing Trump's feet. He's bootlicking the boots that Trump ain't wearing. Because, you know, he got bone spurs. Whatever his reason for not getting enlisted is. Because he's too good. He's too good for the military. I mean, you guys are understanding where I'm coming from with this, right? I certainly hope so. I mean, I know you guys aren't that stupid. But, I mean, there are so many things being signed into law. See, like, what I was saying, though, is that he has completely destroyed the FEC. There is no quorum. I don't know if I've mentioned this in another podcast, but there's no quorum in the FEC to vote to investigate his campaign. You understand? That's lawlessness. He refuses to appoint a third and fourth member to the FEC so that they can all vote to invest his campaign. Because believe me, his campaign needs to be investigated. His campaign absolutely must be investigated. But there is no such chance of that ever happening because there's not a third and fourth member of the quorum. You understand? And Ryan Fournier and Charlie Kirk are two peas in a pod. They're both working together. Students for Trump and all this crap. Go look it up. Man, I'm not even kidding, dude. These two guys are in cahoots. And Ryan Fournier has encouraged me to drop out of the presidential race several times. I call this guy to get information about the things, about how to file and things like that, which they have passed me back and forth to tech support to them, and tech support got pissed off. This is not my job, they say. Reports analysis division needs to be handling this. Oh, but he's assigned to my campaign, Ryan Fournier, is assigned to my campaign in the reports analysis division. And every time I call him for help, he's never helpful and always tells me that I could file to disband my campaign. Encouraged me several times. I'm not even kidding, dude. I'm not making any of this up. And then you go and look at his page, and he's all for Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. That's a conflict of interest. That's a solid conflict of interest right there. You're not, you know what I mean? This is, you know what I'm saying? This should not be going on. Like, I get it, like, he wants to vote for the guy, but he can't be an employee of the Federal Election Commission and then on the side be running businesses with Charlie Kirk that are for Trump. You understand? You can't do that. You can't do that, man. You can't. I don't care what you say. You cannot do that. That is a conflict of interest. I don't care how you try and justify it. It's a conflict of interest. End of story. You know, it's ridiculous. Both him and Charlie Kirk have put their heads together and have ripped off my campaign. They have gone through my campaign, the things I list on my campaign, and they're like, how can we mock this? I'm not even kidding, dude. Not even kidding. This is a God's honest truth. This really went on and goes on. Like, I'd sit here and list how many ways, but I mean, even Trump has copied off of me to try and make himself look better. It's all for political gain. You can't do this, boo-boo. You cannot do this. You can't get away with this, bro. Donald Trump cannot get away with everything that he's been doing. It's ridiculous. And then all on top of it, we got a fake imposter, Joe Biden. And that's supposed to be his competition? No, I'm his competition. This whole COVID thing, all this came out to thwart any kind of positivity going into my campaign. Because now fear this, fear that, fear this, fear that. Okay, we get it. It's fake. It's all fake. We all know. We get it. Right? But what you aren't getting, boo-boo, is that all of this has to do with my campaign. They're shoving all this on top of my campaign. They're trying to bury my campaign with all this crap. It's called election interference. And they have now taken it easy on election interference. Do you understand? You feel what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. Election interference is still a federal crime, boo-boo. It's still a federal crime. But Trump's over here doing favors for his butt buddies. You see what's going on here? If you still support Trump, I'm wondering what is wrong with your medulla oblongata. Like, what's wrong with you, bro? What's wrong with your brain? Like, you just don't get it. But you're okay. The world is burning down around you, but you're perfectly fine with everything that's, with the events that's currently unfolding. You're perfectly fine with it. And Trump this and Trump that. Yeah, okay. We're going to see Trump this and Trump that whenever all the shit hits the fan pretty soon here. Yeah, we're all going to see, huh? Huh? Whenever there's more shortages, there's more corn shortages. Keep in mind, this is all going on during Trump's watch. He is the president. He gives the final say in all this. And if you don't understand that, then you should stay in your lane and stay out of politics. You're really going to have to start understanding this stuff if you want to say you're a patriot and all this and that. People that call themselves patriots, they don't even know what the military-industrial complex is. I'm not even kidding. How do you sit here and say, oh, I love my country? You don't know anything about your country. You can't handle the truth about your country. I know because I tell you guys, and you just melt down. You don't get it. You don't believe it. You're just, how do I put this? You're just, oh, do, Trump. Oh, Trump. I love Trump. Trump did. Do, you're a libtard. Am I really? How do you know? How do you know what my political affiliation is? Have you looked up what my campaign is? It's nonpartisan. It's right there. You can't miss it. It says nonpartisan. It does not say liberal. It does not say Democrat. It does not say Republican. It says nonpartisan. I'm not here to party. I'm here to do a job. Put me to work. Unlike these cowards who don't want to work. They want to sit there and sign whatever kind of piece of paper comes their way. Trump. My name is Trump. Just tell me where to sign. This is ridiculous. This is all ridiculous. And you guys are falling for it? What? Wow. How much do you really love your country? Because kissing ass of a politician is not loving your country. Because they don't love your country. They may say they do. They may pretend like they do. But they don't. And the whole time, you're licking Trump's booty hole. He ain't even got to wipe his own ass. You're licking it for him. Does he support you? Oh, yes, yes, he does. Show me. Prove to me that Trump supports you. Trump supports the military. He calls the military a joke. And then Laura Ingraham, out of all people, are like, oh, I did this special on Trump. Trump hasn't been able to breathe the whole 4 years he's been in office. Really? And why has he signed all these papers that are executive orders? Why has he signed executive orders? Why has he signed laws and wiped his ass with the Constitution and been a Democrat his whole life, but then decides he wants to run as a Republican? But yet, at the same time, he's donated to Hillary Clinton's re-election campaign right alongside of George Soros, taking money from George Soros, never says George Soros' name in the media, but hey, he loves your country. He supports you, right? He supports Republicans, right? And what Republicans stand for? Wrong! You got it wrong, jackass! But don't you get it? Like, how clear do I gotta make this? And how high do I gotta freaking scream and raise my vocal decibel level for you to understand you got it wrong? It's wrong. You got it wrong. How do we fix this? I don't know. Why don't you tell me, the person who's running for president? You support this country so much. Why don't you man up and tell me? Why don't you grab your ovaries, put them in your sack, and tell me? Tell me. Come on. I'm here for you. Trump ain't here for you. He may pretend to listen, but he doesn't care. He doesn't care about you. Just like George Carlin said, this is a big freaking club, my friends, and you ain't in it. You're not in this club. He doesn't give a crap about you. Oh, yes, he does. Prove it. Prove it. Prove that he gives a crap. Prove that he's doing this and that about all the Las Vegas shooting, about all this mass shootings. He's not convicted, people. Show me. Show me the proof. Show me the money. Come on, Jerry. Show me the money. You ain't got the money. That's what it is. You ain't got the money, and you ain't got the balls to stand up to Trump. And that's what's up. Because I'm sitting here, and I'm manning the forefronts. I am in the foxhole, doing what I gotta do. But you guys, no. You ain't anywhere near the foxhole. You all ran with your tails between your legs, submitting to Satan himself.